You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30, 31, and 32. These verses instruct the child of God. And so tonight I'm speaking to you for a few moments on instructions for the child of God. We have three children in our home. They're all in the ministry serving God tonight. We love them so very much, but my wife and I together, we put a lot of effort in our kids. We put a lot of prayer into them individually and collectively. We put a lot of Bible in their life every single night, Bible time, except for Wednesday night and Sunday night, but every other night, Bible time. We put a lot of effort in their life socially and with sports. Tim started over here on this ballpark over here. He's 41 or 42. I started him over there at age 4. And he was a great ball player. He was just great from age 4. He could hit that tee ball and he could field it. He just had an awareness of the game. All the coaches wanted him, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-old. He was a good basketball player, but we played every single day. Some days it was the whole family. Tiffany, Timothy, Tabitha, my wife and I played basketball on the driveway. We played soccer, Tim and I did, every day. We played baseball every day. We played basketball. We played football. We went across the street to the park and played. We invested in our kids. We invested in Sunday school, and all you that taught our kids Sunday school, I'll be ever indebted to you. All of you taught our kids the Word of God. The youth pastors invested in our kids and got them on the buses and got them soul winning and working and serving God. And now all three are Baptist preachers serving the King of Kings. We're so proud of them. They listened to our instruction. They heeded our instruction. And parents tonight, it is so very important that you give instruction to your children. They need to know right. They need to know wrong. And you need to come down hard on wrong. Not abusive, not narcissistic, but you've got to keep these kids right. And it's so very difficult to keep them right. And I said in our Sunday school class this morning, it was easier for us than it is for you. We had no cell phones. They weren't invented. We had no internet. It wasn't invented. Brother Panera, when you were a kid, we didn't have to worry about cell phones. And yet nowadays, we have ghost accounts. Some kids in this very room, you have a ghost account. Your parent doesn't even know about it. You might be in our Bible college. You might be in our high school. And you have a ghost account. Some kids have 2 and 3 phones. And when they confess to their parents, they get caught. They'll see that we have 2 phones, but they have 3 phones. It's a harder day to raise kids. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to get on your knees and stay on your knees. And that's what Paul is instructing the Ephesians in the Bible. He says, I want to give you some instructions. Brother Art, I've looked all over the auditorium for you. And he pointed at you. I'm glad you're here tonight. And it's good to see you back in God's house. But tonight, I bring to your attention, God gives instruction for the child of God. Number one, keep the fire burning. Keep it red hot. Look what he says. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Stop right there. There are 2 words that deal with grieving the Spirit of God. To grieve the Spirit of God or to quench the Spirit of God. To grieve the Spirit of God is to create sorrow. Who lives within us, child of God? Who lives within us tonight? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can be grieved so quickly. He can be grieved with the things we say or the things we think or the things we do. And the Bible says, grieve not the Spirit of God. I think of folks that tonight have chosen to stay out of church, and you have the joy to be in our church, and yet they're out of church tonight. That grieves the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit is within them. He wants to be in church. He wants to hear these songs. He wants to hear these specials. He wants to see a man ordained to the gospel ministry. And the Spirit of God has been grieved tonight all over this area. I think of how, and I know I hammer it every week. It just seems like every week I'm learning of another Baptist church stopping Sunday night. Where do you get this nonsense, you preachers? So much the more as you see the day approaching. He's coming again. God says, I don't want you to grieve. I don't want you to create sorrow in the heart of the Holy Spirit of God. I don't want you to create in his heart a heaviness. Grieve not. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. As you turn there tonight, there's a second word he says about the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Thessalonians 5, I want you to read one verse with me tonight. It's a short little verse. He says, verse 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, everything give thanks. Verse 19, read it together. Ready, begin. Quench not the Spirit. To quench. The Spirit of God is resembles as a fire. And to quench is to pour water on the Spirit of God. To quench is to kill the fire. You know, churches, brother Moore, he's got a beautiful log cabin building. It's a big auditorium, seats about 100, and he's got a fellowship hall, and he's got classrooms, but it's a big log cabin. It's beautiful. Can't wait to see it. But you know, that church is not going to be 10,000 people. There's only 100,000 in the state of, what'd you say, 1 million in the state? 1 million in the state? We have more than that in our backyard. And that's the skunks, the squirrels, and everything else. You know, God says, I don't want you to put, but he's going to preach to 15, 20, 25, 30 people with the Spirit of God, the power of God. He cannot quench the Spirit of God. And I cannot quench the Spirit of God. I cannot put the fire out. You watch what the devil tries to do. He tries to put the fire out in your life all day long. I once in a while get this little pity party for Jack Treber, you know. And I pray, I'll say, dear God, may it be today. No negative phone calls. So far, he's never answered that request. I'll say, God, may there not be negative meetings today. So far, he's not answered that request. It just happens every day. It's part of life. But God says, don't let anything put water on the fire. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning in the orchestra today. 40 years today, we have had the Filipino ministry. Hundreds of you. And God bless you. Your faithfulness to God. Quench not the Spirit. And so he talks to us tonight. He says, keep that fire burning. The second thing he says is verse 31. Keep sin out. Keep the fire burning. Number one, what's God say? Keep the fire burning. What's he say, number one? Keep the fire burning. Secondly, keep sin out. Say it together. Keep sin out. Look at the sin he mentions. Let all bitterness. I covered that word last Wednesday night. I read this verse, but I did not spend any time with it. But we were talking about bitterness, words to avoid in the Christian life, and bitterness is one. I want to ask you a very, very pointed question tonight. Who in this room or who in your life do you have bitterness toward anybody? Is there any soul that you have bitterness? Bitterness always destroys its own container. Let all bitterness is a poison. You cannot afford to have poison in your life. I can't afford to have any poison in my life. You can't afford to have any poison in your life. And God says, let all bitterness, the second word he says, let all, number one, what? Bitterness. And let all, what? Wrath. Wrath is explosions. Well, you're going to have to understand who I am. I'm an Italian. And I'm not Italian. I am a full-blooded German. But I'm an Italian. That's just the way we Italians do it. But that's not how a child of God does it. Well, you just got to get over it. I'm a German. That's how we Germans do it. That's not how you Germans do it. God says, I want you to put a stop to this wrath, to these explosions. Some of you men, I hope it's not in this room, but undoubtedly it is. Your wife's afraid of you. She's walking on pins and needles because of the explosions that your wife could experience from you. That is not Christ-like. Christ would ever never have explosions toward the child of God. Some of you men, you come home and you walk on pins and needles around your wife because she's just an angry person, full of explosion. She's simmering. She's ready to blow any minute. Some of you kids are being raised with parents. And by the way, if you're not being raised with a parent that explodes, you ought to thank God for your mom and dad. Amen. Just thank God for them. Brother Frank, I know my mom and dad are gone. They're home with the Lord. And I tell you what, my mom never exploded one time in life. You don't have that right, sir. God says, let all bitterness be put away. Let all wrath, explosions be put away. The third word he says, not only bitterness and not only wrath, but then the third word he says, and anger. Anger is violence toward people. Do you have anger in your heart? Some of you are going to work tomorrow and you're angry at your boss. You're angry at your manager. You're angry with the company. What are you thinking? That company pays you a salary. That company pays you insurance. That company pays you your Social Security. That company is a good company for you. And you're so tense. You're so upset with that company. Stop that now. That's anger. I had 44 men. I don't know if all 44 were here tonight. 44 deacons. Never one time in my ministry, 50 years, have I had a deacon explode on me. Never one time. Never one time have I had a deacon angry with me. Brother Van Dyke, I think it's probably a lot of your personality. Brother Chris Kissel, our vice chairman, you two men, your personalities, you bring a calm toward these people. Those men, I love meeting with those men. I love praying with those men. I love talking to those men. I love casting a vision with those men. Hey, I want to say that all bitterness and all wrath and all anger. And then he says the fourth word, clamor. Clamor is where you cause grief for someone else. I have the most amazing staff. 75 employees plus the college kids. I don't know how many that is, but just 75 employees. And they're also equipped and so faithful, and they work as a team. But God says that clamor is causing grief. It's not up to me to cause grief for the school, but not for the college and the church. It's not up for me to cause grief for the college, but not for... No, I don't want to cause grief. I want to be there. I want to encourage the people of God. I want to say, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. When it's up, when it's down. When the offerings are up, when the offerings are down. When the enrollment's up, when the enrollment's down. I want to be one that does not create grief. Look what he says. Let all, what's the first one? Bitterness. What's the second one? Third. Fourth. Evil speaking. That's slander. Who did you slander recently? A child of God has no business slandering anyone. No one. The internet has created a voice for people who have no voice. I'm amazed. I think of a young boy that grew up here. You don't have any idea who I'm talking about. And he was not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't know how he ever graduated, but he did. Nobody ever followed him. But he got a voice on the internet a few years ago. I don't think he's on anymore. Maybe he is. I don't know. But that boy had no following. But online, you get a following. They don't know that you're a weirdo. They don't know that you don't have any friends. A man that is, I've never been to a site, but it's just an awful sight against Baptist preachers. But isn't it amazing? About 2 years ago, his wife left him and his kids denounced him as their dad. You can't get away with this stuff, friends. If you're going to use the internet, use it like Mike Moyer does for the glory of God. Brother Moyer, I got to tell you this. This is off the message, but I'm up here and Brother Flood says, Mrs. Moyer is ready with her testimony. So Jenny, you come on down and give your testimony right now, will you please? I tried to decipher, why do you say Mrs. Moyer is ready with her testimony? He said Mrs. Moore is ready with her testimony. Not Mrs. Moyer. But on Wednesday night, we're going to have Mrs. Moyer come up here and testify. It is going to be awesome. I don't want you to take more than 30 minutes, but 30 minutes would be a good time. And that's going to be great. And the Bible says, so we'll get back to the Bible here. The Bible says, evil speaking, slandering people. If you're not part of the problem or you're not part of the solution, just keep your mouth shut. Say, well, I just got to say, I'm not saying hiding sin. I'm not saying hiding crimes. I'm not saying anything of that. I'm saying if you're just passing information, don't pass it. I learned that from my dad. I learned that from my mother. The Bible says, in evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. So number one, the instructions for the child of God is keep the fire burning. Two, keep sin out. And thirdly, keep on keeping on. What do you keep on? Verse 32, be kind one to another. That's to be pleasant. I'm to be pleasant toward Bill Langston. He's easy to be pleasant to. I'm to be pleasant to Andy Aguirre. He's easy to be pleasant to. I'm to be pleasant toward Mark Cooper. I love it when Mark stands up. I don't know what he's standing up for, but he's standing up. And it just always warms my heart. God wants you to be pleasant with people. I'm not saying you have to go out to coffee every day with that person. Some people I dread going to coffee with, but you know, you have to go do it once in a while. And you know, when I get there, I love it every time. But God says, I want you to be kind. And then he said, I want you to be tender-hearted. It's very compassionate. The next one's a hard one. Not only kind, I can be kind. Not only tender-hearted, very compassionate, I can be that. The next one, what's the next one? Forgiving. That's a hard one. To forgive is to cancel the debt, to cancel the payment. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to cancel everything. And then he says, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm going to live this way this week, I promise you. I'm going to keep the fire burning. I'm going to keep stoking the fire. I'm going to keep it burning in my heart. D.L. Moody said, you put a fire in the pulpit, people come watch it burn. Well, we're going to keep a fire burning here all the time. In addition, I'm going to keep some things out of my life, like bitterness and anger and clamor and evil speaking. I'm keeping it out, anger. I'm keeping it out. I'm not going to do it. And by the way, I'm just going to keep on being kind and being tenderhearted and forgiving one another. Father, I thank you for these wonderful people. Lord, I love them so much. I know they know it, but I love them. God, give us victory in our Christian living. Let's stand together, shall we?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.